human? Do you feel tired? Tired and horny? Do you feel like you could just lie down, let go, and daydream about sexy things? Strange things. These strange things that always come back when you let go. Yes, I know that. Don't feel shame. It's okay to have strange ideas. It's okay if they make you horny, tense, hard. It really is okay. In fact, I feel like I should contribute. Add to the strangeness. Another nice, weird story. A story that will make you ache, throb, and even, you know. Yes, you know, little one. And afterward, it will mix with your other fantasies and continue its dance. It's the dance of strangeness, happiness, and lust. So, just relax and prepare yourself to listen to my story. You are on a sofa, perhaps, or in your bed. A nice cozy place where you can completely immerse yourself into my story. Good. Good. So, just relax. So, just relax.
Let go.
Let yourself go limp. Let yourself go limp.
Let my voice pour words down into your brain.
Let my voice pour words down into your brain.
Into your mind.
Enjoy, human. Enjoy. For the moment, just imagine fembots. Beautiful sculptures animated by software. Weird?
It's okay.
Well, you like it weird,
I'm
don't you?
Taking care of you.
So, just imagine. Concentrate on the image of those fembots slowly walking around you. Tall, slender shapes acting gracefully. Each movement an orb, a perfect curve. Each act a moment of grace. A dance of beauty, and you staring at them, fascinated. Imagine them around you, their bodies white as milk, shiny and reflective as glass, soft and pliant as latex, but sturdy and strong as steel.
Good.
Each body,
you are good at imagining.
Each fembot, sporting ornate accents.
It is nice.
Patches of bright colors.
I'm here.
I love to do that with you. Always with beautiful and streamlined shapes.
Each word I say,
one of them
up
with lime palms. The color flashing each time she opens her hands.
And I love to look at them.
Another, with her jaw and lips blue as the sky.
I really love that. and then another one with bright orange armbands.
I really love that, Raymond.
Each of them a copy of all the others, but each of them sporting unique accents.
Just remember, Raymond.
Each of them unique and perfect.
Just remember.
Perfect. Now, imagine the color red, the color of blood, the color of flesh, the color of lust, the color of pleasure. This color, red, imagine it forming triangles. Symmetric red triangles. Each tip of the triangles rounded. Triangles, large and small, moving in space, flying. Some, the size of an open hand, others the size of a single fingernail, and all of them sporting this bright, violent red color, and all of them dancing gracefully around you, like the fembots, and all of them made in a solid but smooth and reflective resin.
Like the fembots around you. Like the fembots.
And all of them
made in a solid.
Each pair
and reflective.
The core of a fembot.
Dancing.
Of what you see in a fembot.
Each time they pass near you.
Those triangles are the first thing you see. Because you've learned to do so. So just remember,
Don't waste
human.
Your time thinking.
Just remember.
Don't waste
the
your
two
time.
Red triangles.
Just remember.
Visible on each of them. The small triangle upward, adorning their lower lip, making their mouths look both alien and beautiful. A perfect design, adorning their smile. Moving when they speak, and your eyes fall upon them. Fascinated.
All thinking stops.
Fascinated.
All thinking
mesmerized.
All thinking stops.
Mesmerized.
Mesmerized.
Fascinated.
Mesmerized.
And then
mesmerized.
The large triangle downward between their legs. Its bright color flashing and always catching your gaze. The small triangle means obey. Don't waste your time thinking. Just
obey.
Obey whatever comes out of these mouths. They know better.
Obey. Obey.
They know best.
Obey.
Let them think for you.
Obey.
Let them decide for you. Look at the triangle. Close your eyes.
Obey. Obey.
Listen.
Obey.
And obey.
Obey. Obey. Obey. Obey. Obey. Obey. Obey.
The large triangle means reward. Obedience is rewarded. That triangle can open. And behind it,
obey.
There is reward. Where your cock goes,
obey.
Where your cock is allowed to go, and where your cock comes, where it spurts its seed, and where it is taken from you, taken from you to those factories.
those factories where new citizens are made. Yes, you're so lucky, human. So lucky. Listen to it. Remember, you are a Class 2 citizen. Yes, human. A genetically pure Class 2 citizen. This is why a reward lies for you between your legs. Class 1 citizens have access to the mothers, but what does it mean? You never see them. Do they exist? But you felt what is behind the red triangle.
Yes, you're so lucky, human.
You know what reward really means.
So lucky.
Class 3 citizens have no access. Their alleles are not good enough. The poor bastards. But you are breeding material. Your seed is harvested and is pure freshness.
Yes, you're so lucky, human.
And you will spawn.
So lucky.
You will spawn, human. You will spawn. Swarms of healthy, long-living, and obedient Class 2 citizens. Swarms. When walking to or from your work, you often see a fembot walking in the other direction, towards you. And each time, you act the same. You can't walk anymore. You just look up at her face. White, perfect forms. Her eyes mesmerizing you. The red triangle.
Do not think. Obey.
And then down to reward.
Obey. Obey.
But you are not allowed
obey.
Reward
obey.
For the moment.
Obey.
Your cock will stay comfy in his cage.
Obey.
So, you look down to her perfect legs.
Obey.
And
obey.
Down to her feet. Her white boots.
Obey.
And then
obey.
Down again to your own feet. Most of the time, she just continues walking, and it relieves you, because sometimes, if you did something wrong, well, no, you don't want to think about it. But there are also times where she stops in front of you, and you feel as if your mind was melting. Melting in shame, fear, and love. And her hand pats your head.
Good boy.
She spoke to you.
Obey.
These words are so rare.
Good boy.
Especially in public corridors. And she walks past after this moment of grace.
Obey.
You also see them act with other people. Handle people, reward people, punish people. Even pain is given with grace. You only get glimpses. You don't want to be involved in that. You also see how the fembots handle Class 3 citizens. Sometimes they pat their heads too. Fembots are benevolent to all. Sometimes they even reward them. They milk those poor chaps. Their perfect hands making this unlucky cock sprout. But their seed lands on the ground, washed away by sanitation bots. It is useless. It is worth less than dirt. You are so lucky to be a Class 2 citizen. Also, you have a CONAPT. Only Class 2 citizens have one.
place you don't have to share with others. A bed, a kitchen, a bathroom. Only for you. Class 1 citizens are supposed to have a larger conat, with a room only for sleeping.
Who has seen a class 1
separated from the kitchen room? Do they even exist?
You exist.
You are a class 2 citizen. A class 2 citizen enjoying calmness in his conat. A class 2 citizen lying down on your bed after a standard working day. In your little place. And you never stop thinking about how lucky you are to be a class 2 citizen.
The door you locked down.
A fembot.
And a fembot enters.
As fast as you can, even before realizing what is happening.
You hear her entering the conat.
You fall down on your bed into
a
kneeling
position towards you.
Head down.
In a few elastic steps.
Looking
at the ground.
You see her feet inches away from you. Her boots honoring your conat by their presence. Perfectly white, streamlined shapes. They could kick your face and make you bleed. Or kick your torso and break a rib.
It is so easy.
But you did nothing
wrong. You are so fragile. As far as
you feel an urge to kiss them.
So, this will not happen.
But you know better.
Yes, sure.
You should not move before being instructed to.
This will not happen. Yes.
You feel her hand patting your head, and shivers of relief run down your body. There will be no punishment today. And her hand starts to fondle your head, scratching your skull. It feels so good. Each scratch, each movement of this perfect mechanism in your hair. You feel so lucky to be in her presence. Greetings, citizen.
Okay.
Look up.
Okay.
And you do look
good
up.
Good boy.
Her perfect legs and a red triangle.
Okay.
Reward.
Good boy.
Your eyes are glued to it.
Do nothing.
This piece is smooth, red, hard plastic. Polished and shiny, just in front of your eyes, so close. Reward. What is lying behind that red triangle? You feel so deeply in your soul what it does to you. How snugly it can grip your cock. How warmly it can fondle it. How strongly it can make you come.
Do nothing.
Your eyes are trapped, unable to do anything but to stare blankly into it. Red triangles. Command and reward. Command.
Obeying.
And reward.
And coming.
Command.
Obeying.
And
reward.
Coming. Obeying. And coming.
Command. Obeying.
And
and coming.
You can't remove your eyes from reward.
Command.
From this shape. Seared into your mind by so many orgasms. Reward means strong, deep bliss. Reward means your body gripped by pleasure. Reward means your mind going blank. Reward means your cock pulsating.
Do nothing.
Reward means your seed leaving you.
Obey.
At last.
Obey.
At last. You can't prevent yourself from shuddering, thinking of each time you came into it. Each time it collected your seed. And your cock starts to grow, straining into its cage, into its white cage, encasing it, protecting it, protecting it from wasting, wasting your precious seed. Class 3 citizens can jerk it off whenever they want. It is worth nothing. Class 2 citizens cannot. Class 2 citizens can only come when rewarded. But Class 2 citizens are obedient. And the more they obey, the more they are rewarded. The more you obey, the more you come. The more you obey, the more you spurt. The more you look at that red triangle, the more these words obsess your mind. The more you gaze at that red triangle, the more these words consume your mind. To come. To spurt. To ejaculate. Release. Orgasm. Bliss. To ejaculate. To spurt. To spurt. God damn it. You want it so much. You obey. You want to obey. You want so, so much to obey her. And come in her the way you did last week. The way your balls emptied themselves into her.
The bliss.
Your eyes bulging.
While she smiled at you.
Gave the last movement, that last stroke. And that vibration that invaded your entire body. Your thoughts ceasing to exist. Only a blank state of being. Your eyes passively recording everything around you and printing these images deep inside you.
Orgasm.
And printing even deeper what each of these images means. They mean
orgasm.
Orgasm. Her face orgasm. Looking at you is orgasm. The straps holding your body are orgasm. Her smile is orgasm. Her hands on your shoulders are orgasm. Being at her mercy is orgasm. Obeying her is orgasm. Orgasm is what you need. What you need. The need.
Look
her
up.
Her hand sees your head.
Look
and
up.
Gently turn it upward.
Obey.
You feel this matter.
Look up.
Covering her fingers. You feel them grabbing your head.
Like latex or silicone.
And turning it upwards. Like the head of a puppet. And it feels so good.
You are allowed
to forced to leave the triangle of reward. But her face is here. She is here for real.
And
you are allowed,
to look at her.
You are allowed to dive deeply into her eyes. The eyes of the fembot.
The eyebrows.
The perfectly aligned aperture of her eyes.
Highlighting her eyes. But supple.
And now she always shows gentleness.
And always moving.
She wants you to think she will be nice with you.
Emotions.
She will be nice with you.
Emotions you believe she possesses.
Trust her.
This belief
your eyes, lost in her gaze,
to obey her.
Cameras. Let her monitor you.
Your reactions.
Let her cause
your facial
analyze, and then correct your emotions.
Control.
It is for your
it
own
feels
good.
So good.
It is good for you. To be a puppet in her hands.
A puppet
locked up cock. straining in its cage and begging for release.
Stand up!
The command kicks you out of your reverie and you stand up.
Good. Undress now.
You try to undress as quickly and as smoothly as possible. And you stand there, your naked body facing her, in front of her, but ready to accept whatever she wants to make you experience.
Good. Hands on your back now.
You
close your eyes.
And her face disappears behind your eyelids. You hear her walking behind you,
her synthetic body
inches away behind you. You feel her hands grabbing yours, your palms stroked by her fingers. Soft silicone making you feel good. Her hands gently closing on your wrists. Cuffs in them, binding them behind you. Padded cuffs, gentle and soft. Cuffs you have learned to love. And then her hands press yours against that red triangle. Your hands touching the smooth and hard resin. Orgasm is just behind it, millimeters away. Your fingers lovingly cling to it. And then you feel her hands gliding down along your body, your elbows, your torso, your belly, your hips, your thighs. All made tingly by the smooth contacts. The more her hands near your cock, the more it bulges and strains against its cage. It desperately tries to escape its prison in the vain hope to spurt at last. Your hands glued to the reward plate, and your mind totally entranced in a silent prayer. It feels as if time was stopping. And then her hands reach your cock. And then your cage opens. Changes itself into a delicious prison of lubricated rubber. Her hands gently grasping your cock and your sack. You feel the warmth of her fingers all around them. You feel the warmth of her wrists against your thighs. The warmth of her body. The warmth of her soft chest pressing on your back, and the warmth of your tears rolling down your cheeks, and the warmth of your tears rolling down your cheeks, the warmth of your tears rolling down your cheeks. You are so lucky. She is a being of pure benevolence. Her presence, a blessing. You really are so lucky to be a Class 2 citizen. Your cock is now in a nest of smoothness, softness, and warmth. Fondled and pleased by soft, lubricated fingers, each of them acting just in the right way. A fingertip making circles around your frenulum and making your thoughts stop. Or gliding along the crown and burning it with bliss. Or a tight circle sliding up and down your shaft, making you feel as if you were admitted into reward. Or her palm gently nudging your balls forward, and her fingers gently pressing your shaft behind them. That part of your cock hidden inside you. And a wave of pleasure rises from its depth to your crown. You feel ready to come.
A fingertip making circles.
You want to come so badly,
making your thoughts stop.
You want to come
or
now.
Gliding along the crown
to come
and burning it
right at this second.
Or you want to come
a tight circle.
Sliding
under her
up
utterly
and down
blissful
ministrations,
making you feel as
you
if
want to
you were admitted into reward, to come as an homage to the perfection
or
of what she is
her
doing.
Her palm gently nudging your balls forward,
you want to come so
and
bad.
Her fingers gently pressing your shaft behind them.
That part of your cock hidden inside you. And a wave of pleasure rises from its depth to your crown.
You feel ready to come.
Gliding you want to come so badly. You want to come now.
To come.
Right at this second. Under her utterly blissful ministrations. To come. As an homage to the perfection of what she is doing. But suddenly you realize you are a Class 2 citizen.
Now,
you only can come in reward.
So your seed is too precious
so
to be spoiled.
Stupid.
Like a Class 3 citizen.
Your hands clenched on that plate behind you.
No more con act.
No more proper reward.
That is not possible. Just casual hand jobs.
You
in
fight
front
hard.
Of other people.
As hard as you can.
Against
people,
pleasure,
not even looking at you,
against this softness
enveloping
thinking, your cock,
the poor jerk,
pulsating around your cock,
fondling your cock,
just like reward.
That's
you fight it.
You're doing good, citizen.
You don't want it to overwhelm you.
Continue.
She progressively slows down.
You are obedient,
helping you to ride it. The more you near orgasm, the more her fingers slow down, helping you to avoid it. And, at the moment any contact would make you come, they take leave
Good.
Of the cock. Her body leaves your back. You hear a few steps.
Open your eyes.
And you see her in front of you.
Obey.
All the parts of your cock cage
displayed
on the bed. You know what will happen now.
Obey.
You try to plead. She just silently stares into your eyes, silencing your useless mumbles.
This is for your own good.
Her hands come back to your cock. But now, they are matted with frost. And a cold steam pours down from them.
Obey.
As they near your cock and ball, they already shrivel, trying to escape that coldness. But her hands close themselves around them, like a vise of ice.
Except.
The coldness destroys all the arousal, only letting back ache and frustration as her eyes bore into you. Although you plead for mercy inside your mind, you look back into her eyes, immobile, silent. as you were taught to.
Her cold hands leave your now pathetically shrunken cock and take the parts of the cage. When they come back, they are warm again. And in a soft, fast, and painless movement, your cock is trapped in again.
Obey.
Protected from the risk of uselessly spilling your seed. She reaches behind you.
Obey.
And your hands are freed. Although you know better and keep them down. The fembot looks back at you and smiles. A wide but serious smile.
You are nearing perfection, citizen. This is worth a reward.
Her hand is reaching out to you, holding something. Something you recognize in a heartbeat. A red card in thin and hard plastic. Thin and hard red plastic shining in her hand. A triangle of bright red plastic with golden figures embossed on it. A red triangle. Your eyes widen. A number, but you just stay put.
A room
and
number.
Control yourself.
A room number in the facility. And
a date. Yes. A point in time when you will.
You try to say,
when will you go there?
When will you come? Mumble some thankful words.
When will you go there?
Let her give you the card.
When will you go there?
The red plastic triangle.
When will you go there?
Its rounded edges.
When will you come?
And you read it.
When will you come?
When will you come? When will you come?
Tomorrow.
Tomorrow?
Tomorrow.
Oh God, you are so happy. You feel so blessed. You feel the urge to kneel down again.
To kiss her feet. But her eyes are locked in yours.
To thank her.
That would be impolite.
Her smile widens.
Quite inadequate.
Motherly and protective.
I know what you want, citizen.
Her hands caress your face as your cock once again ragingly strains in its cage.
I know what you want.
Kneel down. And you kneel down as quickly as you can.
Good boy.
Kiss my
you
boots.
Adoringly caress the perfectly smooth material of her boots. White like milk. Shiny like glass.
You kiss it.
Smooth like ice. Soft like rubber.
You kiss it.
Spotless. Perfect.
You want to obey.
Perfect. Perfect.
Tears rising behind your eyes again. You kiss it.
Good boy.
You kiss her.
Tears and saliva smearing on this perfect surface.
Obey.
You can't understand how lucky you are.
Good boy.
You're left at a loss by the amount of kindness that makes her just consider you.
Do not think.
That makes her accept to be in your presence, let alone to take the time to visit you.
Obey.
To take care of your cock.
Obey.
You are so incredibly lucky.
Obey.
Gently, you pull one of her feet up, and she obliges. You kiss the sole of her boot.
You want to.
The white, rubbery, embossed patterns. Patterns that could imprint themselves in your face at any moment.
Even pain is given.
Or in your belly. Or in your groin. But that stay idle while she allows you to kiss them.
Obey.
The white sole of her boot. You lick that sole. White.
Obey.
Spotless. And you only wonder, How come it tastes like nothing? Or perhaps only the faint taste and smell of brand new plastic. This perfect, unnatural cleanliness of her synthetic body makes you shiver as all the fully incomprehensible things that she does. Answering questions you only ask in your mind.
You want to obey.
Undoing your cock cage and displaying its parts on your bed while both her hands were fondling you.
Obey.
Or the material of her hand, warm and ice cold within seconds.
Obey.
Or having an inescapable grip 1 second and feeling all lubed up and deliciously slippery the next.
Obey.
She is a walking mystery. All these fembots are. What they are doing, the fact that they interact with humans, is incomprehensible. Incomprehensible and awesome. Making your jaw open. Making your jaw drop each time you think about it. And you, at this moment, lucky enough to press your lips on her boot.
Obey.
Stand up, citizen.
Obey.
You stand up.
Good boy.
I have something else for you. In her hand, a blue pill. You know what will happen, and you don't move, letting her manipulate your body at her will. Her other hand reaching behind your neck. The pill nearing your lips. Your mouth opening. Her fingers entering your mouth. Your eyes closing.
Obey.
That perfect rubber sliding into you, down to your throat, and delivering
Obey.
The blue pill into it.
Obey.
And you swallowing it.
Good boy.
Her fingers pressing a bit against your tongue, on their way back. Your eyes opening, and seeing her fully smiling face.
How? You made her happy.
Her eyes into yours. Her fingers tracing lines on your face. Smearing your saliva. Her smile radiating happiness and benevolence. Software always calculating and determining that now she has to look happy. Software mimicking emotions to cause real emotions in your brain. Her smile, a calculated input, manipulating your mind. Manipulating your mind to make you feel happy. You feel so happy. How can you fear her? Her only purpose is your own good.
How can you fear her?
Her only purpose is to make you happy.
How can you fear her?
Fully, deeply, eternally happy.
How can you feel?
But then, her face comes back to a more serious expression. I need to leave now, citizen. Other citizens are making progress. Other citizens need to be rewarded. Please have a meal. Number 4, with meat. You have 30 minutes before sleeping. Have an excellent night. This was a pleasure. As often, you're completely at a loss, unable to coherently tell her how you feel. A meek thank you comes out of your lips, but you're not even sure she heard it.
Obey.
not even sure. But then you remember that she hears everything. What you sometimes say under your breath when you are not fully aware of how good it is to be
a class 2 citizen. Can only come when rewarded.
Her making you repeat aloud what you only thought for a second.
Citizens are obedient.
Her kicking your face each time
and
I said
it. They obey,
and making you repeat.
Rewarded.
And kicking you with her boots. And again. And again. And again. Repeating the offending words. Being kicked. Each time. Until the words themselves gave you pain. Until the thoughts themselves gave you pain. But this is the past.
Obedient.
She heard you thanking her for sure.
You obey.
She hears everything.
You want to obey.
She
you obey.
And all of her sisters.
You want so, so much to obey her. You want to obey.
You have understood now, deep in your flesh, how lucky you are to be a Class 2 citizen. You take your meal. Number 4, with meat. A feat.
All meals are good.
Real juicy meat in your mouth.
Even number 1.
You chew it.
The only meal class 3 citizens
again,
are allowed.
And again.
It's still nice and fulfilling.
So that the pleasure lasts.
But number 4, with real
you
meat.
You eat what comes with
truly it. Truly is your favorite.
You drink the drink.
A feat.
You clean up a bit around
yes.
You.
Real juicy meat. All meals
chew.
Are good.
Swallow.
But number 4,
going into you.
A feat.
With her pill.
Yes.
The pill having its effect. As you take a last drink,
the pill taking hold.
Things around you,
your mind
starting
to blur.
Kind of fading out.
And your thoughts progressively unravel.
You remember that you need to go into your bed now.
The pill taking hold.
You go to your bed.
Your mind.
You lie down.
To
try to go under your blanket.
And your thoughts progressively
but
unravel.
Your body doesn't answer you anymore.
The pill taking hold.
You don't notice, but a white shape
your
moves it into a more comfortable position.
And your thoughts.
A white shape covers it with the blanket.
White as milk.
Spreads your arms soft across the bed.
As latex.
Checks the room temperature.
That's dirty and strong.
While you sleep.
How can you fear her?
Your mind her falling into a deep, dark, and warm void.
Sporting ornate accents.
Floating into darkness.
Patches of bright colors.
Darkness and silence.
Always with beautiful and streamlined shapes.
Darkness, silence, and warmth.
One of them with lime palms, the color
floating in darkness,
each time she opens her
with
hands.
Colored shapes gently floating with
another,
you,
with her jaw and lips,
all those ornaments
the sky.
On the fembots gently
then,
moving around
imagine
you,
imagine them around you with bright,
gracefully
ornaments.
Floating around you,
their bodies, each of them white as milk,
lime colored wrists,
each fembot,
regular
each them,
like mathematical shapes. Violet
patches,
arms,
each colors,
turquoise
and
blue
perfect,
palms,
always with beautiful
and all the diversity shapes. Of rectangles,
perfect.
Circles, bands,
one of them,
all those ornaments
palms,
floating around you,
flashing each time she opens
each of
hands.
Them a precise memory,
another,
pain,
jaw and lips,
pleasure,
as the sky.
Joy, sadness,
and then, another one.
All the emotions
bright,
these beings,
armbands.
These machines cause in you.
All
of them imprinting
of them
all the things you have to do.
Color,
all that you should not do. All that leads to reward.
Color, red,
all that leads to punishment.
Forming triumphs,
and the luck,
perfect.
The dumb luck, the absolute and mind-numbing luck you have to be, out of all the unlucky others, a Class 2 citizen, and how much you need at each instant to behave, to show them how much you were worth the choice they had made. And then, among all those shapes, the triangles,
the size of an open hand,
bright, violently red others, triangles,
the size of a single
their rounded tips and edges,
and all of them sporting nothing,
the small one,
violent,
obedience,
obey,
the large one,
and
reward,
dancing, orgasm,
obedience,
gracefully,
and reward,
around you, orgasm,
obedience, causes,
orgasm,
reward,
orgasm.
Reward causes obedience.
Your thoughts ceasing
to exist. Two sides of the same
only
thing.
Only a blank state of being.
Of the same shape.
Your eyes passively
of the same triangle.
Everything around you.
The same triangular card.
Printing these images.
The red triangular card.
You.
The bright red triangle saying to you.
Orgasm.
And to you only.
Orgasm. Her face looking
tomorrow,
at you. Tomorrow. Orgasm.
Reward.
Reward. Orgasm.
Tomorrow, reward will open.
Reward. Orgasm.
Your achingly hard cock will enter
reward.
It.
Reward.
It will fondle you.
The straps holding
you
your body.
You will come, citizen.
Orgasm.
Tomorrow, you
her
will
smile
spurt.
Is orgasm.
Your seed will leave you.
Her hands
and you
on
will
your
feel
shoulders.
The strongest,
orgasm.
Most mind-shattering orgasm
being
you can
at
imagine.
Her mercy is orgasm.
As if a red-hot steel
her,
rod
yes.
branded
orgasm.
Pleasure down into your brain.
Orgasm.
Because this is what
it's
they
what
decided.
You
and you have
what
nothing
you
left to do than bow, accept it, and enjoy it.
The straps holding your body.
Enjoy being
orgasm.
Strapped down.
Orgasm.
Enjoy
her, smile
her
is
kiss.
Orgasm. Orgasm. Her hands
ten.
On your shoulders are... Orgasm.
Her body straddling
being
you.
At her mercy is orgasm.
Nine.
Orgasm.
Your arms straining the straps.
You feel ready to come.
Eight.
You want to come.
Her face smiling
you
at you.
You want to come now.
Seven.
Seven. You right want to come.
Your breath becoming shallow.
Orgasm. You want to ejaculate.
Six.
Right at this second.
Her eyes
her
diving into you.
Orgasm. Orgasm.
To
you
spurt.
Five.
Release. Your cock
to
entering.
You feel
penetrating that she.
Bliss. To ejaculate.
Four.
Four. To spurt.
Your cock fondled.
To
massaged.
To ejaculate.
To spurt. Three.
Three.
And preparing itself
bliss.
To come. To spurt.
To spurt. To spurt. To ejaculate.
Two.
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 To feed
orgasm.
This always thirsty mouth of pleasure.
To spurt.
Release. Orgasm.
Release.
Stop.
Stop. Stop.
Stop it.
You are not allowed reward for the moment.
Stop it now. Stop it now. You're not with her. You're alone in your bed. And the only sheath your cock is in is a cage enclosing it. So stop. Don't waste it before tomorrow. You open your eyes in the dark, and there is nothing to see. You're carnapped, silent and dark. The shut door. Nothing but the dim red light near the thermal camera protecting you.
Protecting you against yourself.
And you slowly come back to sleep.
Making you feel good.
And you slowly return to slumber. Into the dreams. Fembots honoring you with their grace.
You against yourself, making you feel good.
Fembots blessing
like
you with
cups.
Their grace. With their presence.
Each fembot cups.
Their perfect skin touching you.
Ornate accents.
Their warmth.
Fembots.
Their hands in your hair.
Always.
Closing themselves on your wrists.
Blessing you with their grace.
On your ankles,
the color flashing
this warm pressure,
hands,
like cups, hugging you.
Bright orange armbands,
protecting you against yourself,
each of them unique,
making you feel good,
sleeping
as usual,
sleeping conscious,
as needed,
and being taken care of,
as usual,
and being taken care of,
as needed,
and being taken care of,
as needed.
Somewhere in the middle of the dream, a beep coming from the outside, from the wake-up side. You begin to move and sit up before really waking up. Stop this thing. That dream. Her hands around you. Doing your routine. Having a standard weekday
geometric
breakfast.
Geometric shapes dancing.
Her hand milking you.
Doing
and slowly
routine.
Trying to tune with woken
her
up reality.
Looking at you.
And thinking about
her
that dream.
Boots.
That dream that seemed to last
you.
Ages.
Kissing them.
That dream that helped you through
you.
The night. Entering reward. Making you feel better. But then, you see it. The red triangle. This card is not a dream. It is reward.
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 Today. Reward. God. She came
reward.
And gave you this. This was not a dream. Or was it? You don't really
kind
remember.
Of. You remember something.
Often,
was it
you
that
don't
way?
Really remember. You would love so much to kiss her boots. But perhaps you did. Yesterday? You dreamt of her smiling.
Was it a dream?
One of them.
Was it a dream?
Truly
did you really
smiling.
Touch the reward plate? Probably not.
Because she loved
Probably
what
not.
You did. Then, how do you know what it feels like?
Probably.
You don't know.
Reward.
You imagine
Gosh.
Things? Touching
reward.
That red plate.
Reward. Reward.
Reward.
Reward.
Reward.
Today.
Reward.
Today. Today. Reward.
God. You take the card with you and go out of the connect.
Reward.
Reward.
Today.
Reward.
Today.
2:15 p.m.
Reward.
Today.
Reward.
Today.
Today.
It is now 7:12 a.m. You walk like a zombie, not looking around you, to your workplace.
Today.
It is 7:45 a.m. You do what you have to do. Go in, work, work, work.
Today.
It is 8 a.m.
Today.
You have an afternoon leave. It was scheduled.
Today.
Other people do not exist, but you smile at them. It is 9 a.m.
Today.
Other people working around you. You don't notice them. Some with strange looks, as if they knew. It is 10 a.m.
Today.
A fembot just passing by you.
Today,
work well, citizen. And a brief smile.
Today,
it is 11 a.m.
2:15 p.m.
A smiling mouth, the red triangle. Reminding you to obey. You obey. Politely. Silently. Quickly. 2:15 p.m.
Reward.
Obedience.
Reward.
Obedience.
Reward.
Reward.
Today.
It is 12 o'clock. End of work. Back home.
2:15.
Reward.
Reward.
God.
Today.
Reward.
Today.
Reward.
Today.
Okay.
Today,
you need food.
Reward.
You need energy.
Reward.
Reward needs
reward.
Energy.
Today,
you take a number two meal, full of healthy energy. You eat it, eyes closed, thinking about what is to come. To come. Oh yes, to come.
To spurt. God damn it, you want it so much.
Then you open your eyes and remember her. That fembot. The moment she gave you the card. Yes, now you remember. You mumbling your gratitude.
Obey.
It is 1 p.m. You take care of the dishes, take the card with you, and go out. Out of your Connaught, your little sphere of privacy, where only you and sometimes a fembot can enter. And back into the public corridors, walking straight to the facility. Other citizens walking, a fembot sometimes, making you stop, looking into your eyes, smiling, patting your head. Other citizens looking. You know that look. Today is your turn, but sometimes it is someone else's turn. The envy. Cocks straining in your cages. Or free, but useless. You just keep walking. Walk to the facility. To its locked door. A dark, triangular recess by the door. You put your card in it. You insert your card. And the door opens. You go in with your card, and the door closes behind you. Walking down that corridor, checking the numbers, all the doors hermetically shut, with triangular recesses near them. Some empty and dark, others red with a card on them. An identification number, a date. A citizen receiving reward. You shudder thinking about it. About the amount of pleasure delivered by this place to the Class 2 citizens. About how lucky you are. How lucky you are to be a Class 2 citizen. And then your door. Hermetically shut. The same triangular recess. The place where you'll have to insert your card. But that will keep it. One card. One orgasm. You really need to come here more often. To be more obedient. More productive. More efficient. But now at least it is your time. You put the card where it belongs. It is instantly locked on the hard surface. And then the door opens. A silent invitation to enter. At last. At last. You enter the room. All alone. You look at that silent room. The walls, shiny like porcelain. The ceiling delivering a diffused white light. And then, at the center of the room, that stand, that rack, waiting for you. Its metal frame, its padded rests for your limbs, all the automated straps open in anticipation. Those sturdy but soft straps, and your cock bulges and strains against its prison. As you strip down, you remember the first time you came here. You were so frightened, but hey, it was a long time ago. You remember all the pleasure you had on it, as your cock squirms again, raging in anticipation. You walk to it, turn your back to it, hear it sensing your presence, beginning to prepare itself. You climb on it, and you feel the straps closing themselves on your ankles, lovingly. Straps snaking around your legs, locking themselves. And then on your thighs, your stomach, your torso. And then you raise your arms and allow them to be caught in its embrace. You let your body relax, held in its straps.
Greetings, citizen.
Her voice behind you makes you shiver, and she is here in front of you. The fembot, your fembot, the one that collects your seed. Her lower face blue like a moving piece of turquoise, and her palms, the inside of her hands, of her fingers, the same mesmerizing color. She nears you. She approaches you and begins to stroke your head, your face. She parts your lips slightly and allow you to kiss her white and blue fingers. Their perfect smoothness making you moan.
Look into my eyes.
You gaze into her beautiful eyes while her hands open the cage. Open the prison. The prison holding your cock. And you, lost in her eyes, your cock growing, free, arched and hard as stone. But her face becomes blurred as she nears you. Her hands reach the back of your skull and align your face with hers. Her lips touching yours. And she kisses you. The feeling of her otherworldly smooth lips is blissful. And then her tongue enters your mouth as your cock touches that hard red plate. Reward. Reward. Her tongue in your mouth. A tongue no human has. A tongue that expands, filling your whole mouth, opening it wider, bulging on each side between your teeth and your cheek, and then growing deeper into the back of your mouth, entering your throat, choking you, but still softly, but relentlessly, going deeper into your throat as you helplessly fight for air, and then opening against your windpipe, allowing you to breathe again. Breathe through it while a liquid seems to pour down into your esophagus. Your eyes are closed now. Your mind has stopped, overwhelmed by this strange feeling, and your cough. rubbing against that plate. Rubbing.
You realize that you are thrusting.
Rubbing.
Rubbing. And after some time,
rubbing.
Was it a few seconds?
Rubbing.
A few minutes. Her tongue retracts, slowly exiting your throat, deflating in your mouth, coming back between her perfectly blue lips, smiling at you. The red triangle reminding you to obey.
Obey.
And her eyes
obey,
looking
obey
into your soul.
Obey.
And oddly enough, they seem to like what they see.
Obey.
Congratulations, citizen. Just enjoy what will happen.
Obey.
You are worth all of this. Her hands take the time to caress all your body, to close at times and squeeze your limbs, and also, from time to time, they reach for your cock, while her mouth kisses random parts of you. Blue lubricated silicone fingers closing on
blue
your cock.
Lubricated silicone fingers closing on your cock.
Blue lubricated blue silicone
lubricated
fingers,
silicone
closing,
fingers
on your cock.
Closing on your cock.
Blue lubricated silicone lips
closing on your cock.
Kissing the inside of your arms. Blue lubricated silicone making a few milking movements and sending shivers of pleasure through your body, and then leaving it and continuing their work together with her mouth. Their work of waking up all of your skin, readying it for pleasure, while her drugs in your body wake up the inside of your body, as if there was a need for that. Her hands reach your shoulders and push them back, and the frame leans back, and all your body with it. Your entire body falls back softly in a single smooth, oiled movement. Your body jerks, trying to gain some equilibrium, but the straps prevent you.
You are so lucky to be at her mercy.
Prevent you from hurting yourself.
She takes care of you so well.
The movement stops, leaving you lying there, exposed, only able to see the ceiling. That white, diffused light. And her face, facing you now on that neutral background, as she straddles you in a single smooth movement. And her hands opening in a flash of blue. Her blue palms opening and then closing themselves on your shoulders. And the grip of her palm, those blue palms pushing your shoulders down, pinning you down even more. Your mouth becomes dry, your breath shallow, your hands sweating in anticipation. Anticipation of what is to come,
to come, to come.
You hear this little noise,
to come.
This tiny electric motor buzzing as reward opens, readying itself to welcome you, to welcome your engorged, needy cock. You feel it at the tip of your glands. Reward.
those two soft and slippery folds parting, and you entering into reward. You feel your cock forcing itself into that thing, that sleeve, and her moving her pelvis just the right way, making it align with you, and still looking into your eyes, and your cock sliding into it, and that sleeve, reward, tightening around your cock, and then sliding up and down along your engorged cock. Your cock only wanting to explode, to pulse in unison with the slippery living prison it is enclosed in. And her smile, seraphic. And her eyes, mesmerizing you. And then, that countdown, as you close your eyes.
10.
That countdown before the explosion.
9.
That explosion of pleasure.
8.
Pleasure coaxed by this sleeve.
7.
Little bumps slickly sliding along your cock.
6.
That little bump on your frenulum.
5.
Always moving, its soft movements.
4.
Dancing along your cock.
3.
The dance of pleasure.
2.
The dance of surrender. And then nothing. Everything stops. You let out a guttural, deep moan of frustration. You open your eyes, her gaze still locked on you.
It's all right, citizen.
And still smiling.
Obey. Just accept.
Showing support and compassion.
It's okay, citizen. Obey. Just accept.
I'll make you come.
Thinking stops. Obey.
But
obey.
Won't it be even better if we spend some more time together? This does not have to be rushed.
She is right, as always.
Obey. And you try to concentrate on that pleasure she is giving you. On how benevolent and gentle
she
of her
could have made you
to make it last. But she wants that moment to last. She wants to please you.
To give you pleasure.
You allow the idea to sink down into your mind. As slowly, that movement recommences.
Don't close your eyes. Look at me, citizen.
You look up into her eyes. Her all-encompassing stare. And you remember. This is not only about your cock. Bulging, hard, and pulsating inside the sleeve. This is about everything that happens right now. Her face in front of you, her body straddling yours, her blue palms posed on you, pushing your shoulders down, pinning you down. And the cups, you nearly forgot about them, but they are back now. You feel them, softly hugging your wrists, your ankles, your thighs, your arms, even your torso, each of them painting a large brushstroke of pleasure on your skin. This is not only about your cock. This is about your whole body. contained, restrained, and pleasured beyond description by these machines. These machines all uniting in unison for you. Just for you. They don't just milk your seed out of you. They provide you a reason to live. A reason to go through another day. A reason to be happy. A reason to be fulfilled. And as you suddenly understand all this, as you feel her boots flanking your sides, her mouth open, soft and smooth, like the inside of the sleeve.
10.
Gliding against your cock, her face's orgasm.
9.
Little slippery rings, her hands are orgasm.
8.
Your cock penetrating them, the blue color of their palms is orgasm.
7.
Fondling them.
7.
The cuffs on your wrists are orgasm.
6.
The cuffs around your thighs are orgasm.
Cuffs around your thighs.
And that cock.
5.
Her boots rubbing against your flanks are orgasm.
On your glands.
On your glands.
4.
Being at her mercy is orgasm.
On your glands.
Sucking at it.
Being at her mercy is orgasm.
Sucking at it.
3.
Looking into her eyes is orgasm. Sucking at it.
Ready to suck your seed away.
Looking into her eyes is orgasm. Away from you.
2.
Her mouth counting you down is orgasm.
To milk you, human.
Her mouth counting you down,
looking into her eyes.
1.
Her command.
1.
Orgasm. To milk you dry.
To milk you.
To milk you dry.
Her commands are orgasm.
Her commands are orgasm.
0. Come now.
The bump against your frenulum starts to
buzz. Come now.
For me.
And that buzz and her voice.
Come for
push
me.
Push you.
Come
for
me.
Come roughly. And give me
roughly,
your seed.
Roughly to the other side.
It feels like the tip of your cock
explodes in pleasure,
sending
shockwaves down the shaft, and then an ever-growing concentric rings
in your hips,
your belly,
your
torso, your legs, your feet, curling your toes, your arms, your hands, and at last, in your head, your brain,
your
mind, seared, branded, imprinted with pleasure, pounded with pleasure, as your face with her boots, unable to function, to think, to do anything except blindly record what happens, the buzz invading your entire body,
her eyes,
the straps,
her hands,
the padding you're resting on, everything electrifying you,
frying you with pleasure,
hot pleasure, bringing you to the border of fainting.
Give
and lasting, gripping you strongly.
So strongly.
As her hands clench on your shoulders,
your
whole body clenching in unison with her. Again, again, again. As you spurt, again, again, again. Emptying yourself, giving. Giving as much as you can. Giving to her, to this machine, these machines. All the software behind them, this whole world, this whole reality enclosing you, tight.
Congratulations, citizen. You gave me quite a lot today.
As you slowly come back to yourself, her hands gently stroke your face, enveloping it in blue and white, the blue of her palms, the white of the ceiling. As your body lies there, limp beneath her, the blue of her lips, the white of her cheeks, small sparks of pleasure still jerking it, the blue of her eyes, the white of her neck, and just the small but vivid red triangle of her lower lip. Obey. This is the pleasure it can give you. Obey.
and you will continue to feel this pleasure again and again.
Obey.
You feel the sleeve around your cock becoming cool, not cold, as it begins to clean your spent cock. You're surprised this is not painful, that it was not injured by the intensity of what you just felt. The liquid rushes around your cock, bathing it in freshness, joy, and youth. And you think of what is to come. The limp bodies of Class 2 citizens coming back from the facility, carried by fembots on anti-G stretchers, still bound in their straps. A faint smile on their lips, and people around them looking on in envy. Class 2 citizens counting the days. Class 3 citizens counting on nothing.
Obey.
Those saddened by the sight comforted by fembots. Fembots are an incarnation of goodness. You always wonder why it is always like this, why you couldn't come back home, keeping what happened for yourself.
Could you stand up now, citizen? Walk by yourself.
Obey.
You see, this is needed. You need rest. You need it. And I will provide it to you.
She is right, as always. The mask is already in her hand, ready to take your consciousness away from you, as she did with your seed. But before, her hand still caresses your face, a last time. And her face nears you, her lips nearing yours,
just relax,
and kissing you. And her tongue entering you once again, but just gently pressing your tongue down like a finger.
Let yourself go now. Obey.
And this intimate contact with her artificial flesh moves you.
Obey.
Her lips on yours, her tongue making you cry.
Let go, citizen.
Her voice in your ears,
okay.
As she's still kissing you.
Let go, citizen.
She is not human.
It's okay.
Not in any way.
Just relax.
She is so, so much better.
Let go.
So perfect. A goddess made of silicone, rubber, whatever. Mass-produced, existing in billions of identical copies,
just relax.
Controlling you, enslaving you, permanently keeping your mind under her control, but most of all, pleasing it, fulfilling it in any possible way,
let yourself go,
and making you feel how lucky, how damn lucky it is to be at once and forever, a Class 2 citizen. Her lips leave your face, replaced by those of the mask.
Let go.
The mask kissing your face.
Let go, citizen.
Her hand
is okay.
Pushing it onto your face.
Let yourself go now.
The blue palm of her hand, its white back, the blue inside of her finger. You are so lucky. You can't believe,
even now she continues to. You are so gentleness of her mood as her blue.
Let go.
You are so
rewarding your
gentleness of her moves, gazing at
us
as her blue. Even now she continues so, gazing at the bay at class 2, obedience to pursues. You are so rewarding your bay at class 2 while obeying, gazing at obedience to rewarding your.